Welcome to Couples Therapy in 7 Words. I am your co-host, Judy Alexander, and I'm here with my husband, Dr. Bruce Chalmer.
Well, hello, Judy. Hello, listeners. We have an interview today with a really interesting person. And Judy, tell folks the title of this interview.
Okay, it is called Slow Down and Find the Right Man, an interview with women's empowerment coach, Charlene Byers.
And Charlene works mostly with women and teaches...
And some couples.
Some couples as well. And she's her, as you'll hear in the interview, she's all about teaching women how to date in such a way as to attract the kind of man that makes her feel the way she wants to feel, which
exactly.
is an interesting, it's
yeah,
an interesting
yeah.
approach.
She's got a lot of fun things, just a lot of good things to say, and she's a lot of fun, a little ball of energy, I would say.
She is that indeed, absolutely.
Yeah, so I hope you'll had a great time talking to her.
Hope you'll enjoy that interview.
Mm-hmm.
But let's put in a few words for some exciting events on our end. First of all, let's talk about my books. I always like talking about my books.
Of course. That's
so my recent book.
One of the reasons we're here to talk about It's Not About Communication, Why Everything You Know About Couples Therapy Is Wrong.
The number one bestseller for a couple of days. The number one.
It was on Amazon.
I never thought.
In family and
couples and family therapy. Never
right.
thought we would hit number one.
Yeah.
You know, we did a promotion, of course, that's the way you do it. And
right.
And a bunch of people bought it, including many that I don't know, which is really quite impressive.
That's right. Not just our family.
Not just our friends and family. It was really impressive. And it actually hit number one. I was just hoping it would get in the top 100 in
yeah.
the category so you can call it a bestseller
yeah.
in the category.
Right.
Number one it hit. And
number
it stayed
one.
There for a couple of days.
Yes.
And it's still not all that low down, you know, considering. So
if you're one of our buyers listening, thank you.
And if you're not one of our buyers, buy it because it's a good book. That's, of course, there is that point, by
yes.
the way, folks.
And you can buy the book. You can buy the audio version. You can buy the e-book version, too. So
any of the above. And mm-hmm. you can find out all about that. Actually, there's a link to it right from our podcast website, which
yep.
is...
CTN7.com.
That's the number 7, CTN7.com. And while you're there at CTN7.com, you can find our merch. We have mugs. We have t-shirts. We have tote bags. We have all kinds of goodies. Enjoy that. They make great gifts.
They do.
You can,
nice
for example,
bag.
Buy a tote bag in which to put a book, you know, one of each of my books to give as a gift
yeah.
to your favorite couple. And or possibly to your spouse.
And they're very attractive and
they
lightweight.
Are.
And, you know, when you're buying all those books and merch, you have a place to put them.
That's right, exactly. So do check that out. That's right from our website, ctn7.com.
Mm-hmm. And there's also the other book, Reigniting the Spark, Why Stable Relationships Lose Intimacy and How to Get It Back.
That's the book that came out coming up on 3 years ago.
Yeah, it sparked this podcast.
It did indeed. And please tell your friends about our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Promote it and let people know about it. And our listenership keeps on growing. We're
yeah.
really happy to see that. So we're going to go to our interview. You'll hear Judy introducing our guest, and then we'll have our interview with Charlene Byers. And we will see you on the other side.
Our guest today is Charlene Byers. Charlene practices as an empowerment and relationship dating coach. She is the creator and founder of the Relationship Revolution System and Chosen, a program for single women who want to be in a relationship with a devoted masculine man. Her passion is coaching and leading women to live their most empowered lives. Charlene, welcome to Couples Therapy in 7 Words.
Well, hello. Hi. I'm so happy to be here today. Thank you for having me.
We are delighted to have you. So we always like to ask our guests to start off, you know, how did you get into the work you do? Tell us something about your personal journey.
And about yourself as well.
Yeah. So I got it. It's definitely a personal journey why I decided to get into what I'm doing. I would say I'm going to start back. I'm married now to my second husband. So this is my second time around. And prior to being married now, I was married to my ex-husband for 23 years. And I was married to a man that I was very much in love with. I was very attracted to him. I wanted to spend the rest of my life with him. We got married. We had 4 children. And throughout the years, and now looking back why I do this, but throughout the years, things were really tough. The energy in the house was not, the energy in the house was definitely something that I struggled with, because my ex-husband, he definitely didn't have good energy. He was a person that really struggled with his past, really struggled with things that has happened to him, and never really wanted to address anything, and just wanted to just, you know, just continue on complaining and being in that space. So throughout the years, you know, being married to someone for 23 years, I noticed that I started, you know, maturing, and I started growing up, and we ended up starting to go to, we were having a lot of problems, and we ended up going to counseling. And it was a really weird experience for me, because we actually ended up going to counseling for about 10 years, and we went in and out of counseling. And I remember going through this process with him. Nothing was changing. Like, nothing actually was changing. Matter of fact, I always felt that it just kind of kept us like in the same loop. Although I felt that I was changing, you know, I really felt that I was like trying to step into something different. But, you know, neither here or there, make a long story short, it was, I finally decided that, you know, you can't change a person. And, you know, you can only ask them, you know, to hopefully if they want to change, but if they don't, they don't. So I left that marriage. And that was truly one of the hardest things I ever had to do, but it was the right thing to do. It was the right thing to do, because, you know, it wasn't a space, and it wasn't a marriage that was growing, and it wasn't a marriage that, you know, was having that kindness and respect. And that's something I really long for. And my childhood, I also grew up in a world that, you know, I saw, like, I was very used to, believe it or not, the type of, you know, energy, the type of man that I was with. It was a very strong personality and, you know, pretty much kind of knew it all. And, but that's how I grew up. I grew up in a world where the men were not kind and not nice. I'm first generation. Both of my parents are from Cuba. And my parents divorced. Well, they didn't meet in Cuba. They both left, you know, before Castro, before everything happened. They actually left during that time. But my parents, you know, even though they didn't know each other when, you know, in Cuba or anything like that, but they were both Cuban, and then they got divorced when I was 4 years old. And my mother ended up marrying another Cuban man who was just, it was horrible. It was horrible. Yeah, it was really bad. It was really bad. And so, you know, looking back, you know, what presented in my life was very disrespectful men. Besides my father, I had a very interesting relationship with my father. My father is a very unique human being. And my father's definitely not your traditional type of father. You know, I would always say he loved women. And he, like, to me, he was definitely like a gigolo. You know, I know how they used to say those gigolos. He was a Cuban man, very good looking. He had like this, he has this personality of life and love, and he just never really wanted to settle down. So I didn't see, like, he would come in and out of my life. But the reality was, is every time he would come in, it was very loving and kind and joyful, right? Mm-hmm. But then I was like, okay, where'd he go? And then what, you know, I was left with this other man that was not loving and kind and joyful. So I really think that played such a big part in how I was attracted to my ex-husband, why I picked him, why I saw, like, now, you know, now that I'm doing this work, I can look back, of course, and like see those, you know, the red flags. My body was screaming at me that something was off. Mm-hmm. But I was, you know, again, we don't learn this stuff. We just really don't. Like, I really love that people are talking more about relationships, talking more about the reality of relationships, the importance of, you know, how to really align yourself with someone that is going to be able to grow with you. And that's, I didn't do that back then. That's okay. You know, that's life, right? That's life. But what I learned now is this is why I'm doing what I'm doing, because it makes, to me, all the difference, like truly all the difference in who you truly end up with in a romantic relationship, because I truly believe that will determine your overall happiness. And if you are with a person, like in the relationship that I was with, it is truly hard for me to continue on thriving as an individual in, you know, human being, when I was in this like energy that I could not, you know, like you couldn't get to the next place because you were constantly dealing with the relationship. So that's in a nutshell, that's truly why I started this work. Because after I left my ex-husband, remember, I'm a mother of four children, so this was a totally different world for me. And, you know, being a single mom for the first time, you know, I really thought about like, do I even ever really want to bring another relationship into my life? And if I do, what is that going to mean for me? And what do I truly desire? And what do I truly want? And that's how this work started for me. Mm-hmm. I hope I answered the question.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, cool.
It's interesting. I've sometimes, we have a couple of questions before I think I want to get to the question of your dating, but with respect to helping women, especially learn how to date, you know, learn what to look for. I've joked with Judy on occasion, you know, because I've written these two books, you know, and I'm all about couples therapy and everything else, but really we have our 7-word formula. You could really boil it down to 4 words: find the right person, you know?
If you find
the right person, it's going to work. Well, of course, that's kind of circular because you don't know you found the right person until you found them. And then you say, ah, this is what it's supposed to feel like.
Right.
Yes.
You know what to look for. Not to look too. And, you know, sometimes the hard lesson comes by finding the wrong person the first time around and saying, that's not what I want.
That's how you learn. Yeah.
That's how you learn.
Yeah.
What I've learned with that process is that, you know, what a lot of us in general, and again, I think it's just how things are, but what I've learned is we get into relationships way too fast. Oh my goodness. We get into relationships way too fast. And often like we get into these committed relationships with another human being and we truly don't even know that person. Mm-hmm. And so it actually takes time to get to know another human being. So I teach this process of what it really is to get to know another human being and how to take that time and don't go to the next step unless the first step is already like feeling the warm and fuzzy. Because with women, especially, and that's, I work mostly with women. I've interviewed hundreds and hundreds of men. I have myself personally, I've raised, I've had 4 boys and 1 girl. And and yeah, they're older and my boys, I mean, truly, you know, are amazing, great men. And I realized, you know, just raising boys and men and all that kind of good stuff that, you know, there's definitely shifts and things that, you know, we can do to really find out like who really is that right person for us. And so that's how I start. I start by slowing things down, because some people will say to me, well, how do you get to know someone? Well, you got to slow it down. There's certain ways that you actually get to know another human being.
You mentioned something, and we want to get more into like that, some of, you know, how do you advise people to do that? I'm curious about when you talk about your program is one chosen as a program. I'm just reading from the intro.
Yes, I have a program called Chosen.
Yeah, who want to be in a relationship with a devoted masculine man. I'm curious about that phrase. You know, what's a devoted, and maybe more, even more generally, you know, how do you understand masculinity and femininity and how they, you know, how they play out?
Well, that to me, something I actually teach that a lot to women, because I believe in polarity. I believe in romantic relationships, and I believe that there's energies, and it doesn't, to me, I tell people, I said, you know, it doesn't, masculine energy and the feminine energy, we have them both. Men and women have them both. We possess both energies, and both energies are amazing. And what happens a lot, and especially like me, you know, with women, and this is what I work with, what's happened is, you know, I went from not even understanding, you know, energies, not even understanding like how I was showing up in my relationship prior and how I used to, like what I was bringing. And when I started, you know, diving into this, I started realizing that when I started dating for the first time after I, you know, left my ex-husband, I was single for like a year. I didn't even have any interest in that. But when I finally decided to like come back up and like kind of see what's out there. At first, what I realized, I had no idea, but I'm a really successful businesswoman. And I, you know, I'm always in this go, 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 busy, busy, busy. You know, I'm a boss. Like I have to get things done. I ran my own household. You know, I took care of all the things. And I just had this energy with me when I would go and I would try to actually, you know, go on a date with, you know, men and stuff like that. It was, I think they were so turned off by me because I was your typical lady that I would say that didn't know how to relax, didn't really know how to like chill out and truly be in her feminine, because there was nothing wrong when I was in my masculine energy, because my masculine energy was when I was like really do, 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 go, go, go. But my feminine energy really was needed for me to shift and go into the romantic, you know, go into the romantic, because the guys that I was attracting, I'm going to tell you right now, the guys that I was attracting when I was in my masculine energy were men that, you know, they really were more looking for me to take care of them. They were men that were really, truly like what I say, like had no spine. They were just like a bump on a log. They're like, okay, what do you want to do? And I'm like, what? You know, like it really, there were men that just didn't lead their life. There were men that were, you know, really stuck in wherever they were stuck, but it wasn't attract. I was not attracted to that. I was a woman that really was looking, you know, for alignment. I was looking for a man that was really going to choose me, be into me, and I was going to be into him. So that's where the energies started, because I really had to learn that and realize how that played such a big part in my dating dynamics and what I was actually attracting. Did I answer that question?
when you're talking about what's masculine and what's feminine, and if I'm understanding it right, it's that the masculine one is that sort of go-go, you know, sense. And I'm can you say more about the feminine?
To me, what the masculine energy is, the masculine energy is more about direction, more about like getting it done and really purpose. That's how I like to look at the masculine energy. And there's so, again, we can break this down and talk about this forever. So I'm just giving you just kind of brief what I feel a masculine energy is. I really studied this and got deep down in this. I'm trying to just keep it light, because a lot of times when people are listening to this for the first time, they're like, what is they talking about? You know, so I want to keep this lighter. Okay. The feminine to me is when a woman really is in tune with her feminine. It's all about going inwards. It's about receiving. It's about letting go. It's truly about tapping into our intuition. When I was on dates, I was so in my head, like thinking like, okay, is this guy, like, is he going to be right for me? Or is he not going to be, like, seriously, like just thinking my way through what was in front of me. Because I didn't even, like I said, I wasn't even trusting my feminine. When you're in your feminine, when a woman truly is in her feminine, it is her intuition, it's her gut. She will know. She will literally know. It's an energy. And so when I was operating in like that work mode, you know what I mean? Like the busy work, and like I was going on dates with men, and it was like a job interview. Like, seriously, I was asking these guys, okay, what do you do? What do you go? I mean, it wasn't fun. Mm-hmm. It wasn't fun for me. It wasn't fun for him. And I really wasn't getting to know the guy. Truly, I really wasn't getting to know the guy, because if you're already so in your masculine, which I love being in my masculine too, but not for dating. It didn't work for dating. No, 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 no. And when I slowed it down and I started really understanding, like, what is it that I want to feel? Like, how do I want to feel with the person? How do I want to feel with the man? It all started shifting for me. And so that's something that I teach now. I really love to teach how to shift the energy and how to really get back into the feminine and our intuition. And Sophia, not only, yes, and not only your intuition, it's when you're thinking, often you say yes when you truly mean no. You're not trusting your gut. Or you say no when you really want to say yes. But when you slow down and you trust yourself, you actually make choices that are good for you.
Yeah, and so maybe that segues nicely into just, you know, how do you do that? And like, how would you help a couple? Because, you know, I'm a couples therapist and we talk about couples. How do you help a couple improve their intimacy or maybe improve how those energies flow? If you want to focus especially on, you know, what you were talking about, how do you teach women to sort of move into their feminine? You know, how do you, to do, one, to be,
yeah, that's a great question.
Masculine. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So one of the things that I truly believe in relationships, and one of the things that we should do to have a successful, growing, loving relationship, we have to be able as individual human beings to go inwards first. Inwards first. Because if we're not going inwards and we are not looking at our limiting, like our beliefs, our things that we've held on to from, you know, past hurt, past relationships, all the things. If an individual human being is not doing the work first on themselves, then that spills over to their partner. And so one of the things that I know for sure, if we are talking about, you know, a romantic relationship and really shifting energies and really like looking to see what we can do, you got to look to yourself first, because it's not the other partner. It's always the individual person first. So that's how I start. So I start with the individual person first and find out what is going on with you. Mm-hmm. Why are you believe what you believe? Is it true? And I talk to women and we get into all of the past hurts. A lot of us, and I would believe men and women, we can carry, you know, stuff that's happened from our past. We carry that along with us. And if that's not taken care of and that's not addressed and that doesn't have energy to get out of our system, get out of our body, that will, like I just said, that will come on to your partner. So that's how we start. So when I work with anybody, I always go individual first. So I won't even talk with a couple until I talk to the individual first. Because what I find is usually when I work with the couples together, it's more successful when I've worked with them and assessed them individually first. So that's how I start this work. Wow. Yes. Yes.
Great. Well, you know, I think this might be a good time for us to go to our listener question.
Yes.
Okay. So we have a listener writes, "Dear Bruce and Judy, my name is Danielle. I'm a 36-year-old woman with relationship problems. I got married for the first time when I was 22. That marriage lasted 5 years. The next year, I met husband number two. That marriage lasted 2 years. I lived together with my latest partner for the last 4 years, and that relationship recently ended. What do they have in common? The relationships all started out with a very strong physical attraction, followed by fun courtships. I made it clear in each relationship that I didn't want children because I wanted to maintain a fun lifestyle with going out with friends, traveling, date nights, you get the picture. At first, the men seemed to be aboard, but before I knew it, most weekends, all three spent an awful lot of time watching sports on TV, no matter the season. If I said I wanted to go out, they'd tell me to call a girlfriend and go out and have fun. I'd like to be in a relationship again, but I don't want to repeat my past mistakes. How do I break the cycle of choosing the wrong men? What am I missing in them or in myself?" So,
yes.
What can you tell Danielle?
So I would tell Danielle is, first, I just want to let you know, Danielle, everything's going to be okay. Like really, everything's going to be okay. Sometimes that we get ourselves, and what I realize is we get ourselves caught up, and we're not even realizing this, that we get ourselves caught up in some patterns. And it seems like Danielle is definitely in a pattern with men. because it seems like she keeps attracting the same type of guy. Okay. Yep. And what I would say with Danielle first is Danielle, I would say with her first, I would say, you know what? I said, I would definitely slow everything down and take a look inwards, like what we're talking about, and find out what is going on and why you keep allowing these type of men to be in your life. Because this is what happens. Everyone has a choice, right? So we have a choice. Like, we get to choose who we want to be with for the rest of our lives. We get to choose who we want to date. We get to choose who we want to stay with. We get to choose, you know, we get to choose all of that. Like, that's what we get to do as an individual human being. And with Danielle, I would say to her, I would say, start with figuring out what is it and how actually you want to feel in a relationship. What is it that you want to feel with a man? Because when I ask this question to a lot of women, I've asked this question over to hundreds and hundreds of women specifically. When you're thinking about being in a romantic relationship and you're thinking about like how you want to feel, what comes up for you? Because this is a question that you're not going to answer in your head. And I always ask women to just take a little moment and just close their eyes and drop into their body. And when you drop into your body and you ask yourself, what is it? What is it that I want to feel? I'm just going to explain to you one of the things that I hear often from women. And it's really interesting because after I've asked this women these questions, this is what comes up often, what I'm going to tell you right now. Often when I talk to women, they'll say to me, Charlene, I want to feel safe. I want to feel safe with a man. I want to not only feel safe in the physical respect, but I want to feel safe mentally. I want to make sure that I'm with someone that's going to help and protect my heart. One of the second things that I hear women say is, I want to be taken care of. And when women tell me that I want to be taken care of, they're not necessarily telling me the, you know, like the money and the monetary. No. They want to be with a person that truly loves and respects and adores them as they want to do that for their person. They want to be taken care of. They want to know that that person loves them. One of the other things that I hear often when women say, Charlene, I want to feel chosen. I want to feel chosen. I want to know that I am his number one. I want to
interesting with respect to this letter, yes, right now, because what you're touching on there, those two things of feeling, yes, taken care of and also chosen.
Yes.
She sounds very clear. She's almost saying what I hear a lot of folks say, yes, what happens into relationships. She's almost saying like the husbands or the men she found were all maybe unintentionally guilty of false advertising. You know, they were all about having fun and strong physical attraction. And then the fun sort of stopped because they were just kind of wanting to watch sports and say, go have fun,
right,
with your girlfriend.
Yeah.
And she wasn't feeling therefore taken care of in that way, and also not feeling chosen. It was feeling like they're choosing, you know, correct, sitting watching football instead of being with her. Does that resonate?
Yes. And I think that's exactly what happened, because if she's able to slow things down and find out what is it that she wants to feel, because a lot of times we don't even know what we want to feel. So let's say, for an example, she was saying, I want to have fun and all that. Well, that's not going to last for so long. I mean, that's exactly what's happening, because if you're going into a relationship just saying, I just want to have fun and I don't want to be committed, I don't even know what she said, then that's the type of guys that you're going to be getting in your life. But when, yeah, you find out, okay, is that really what I want? Or why do I really want to be in a romantic relationship? You got to find out, why do you want to be in a romantic relationship in the first place? Mm-hmm. And so when you're, yeah, and you're, because really, because romantic relationships are not for everyone. And if you really want to be in a committed romantic relationship, ask yourself why.
You know, she reminds me that, you know, that, remember, yes, the song, We'll Sing in the Sunshine?
Yeah.
That song, that, you know, I will never love you, the cost of love's too dear, but though I love you, I'll stay with you for a year. Remember that one?
We'll I never heard sunshine. Of that song.
Oh, it's, yeah, it was a big one back in the 70s.
I just remember the chorus.
Yeah, We'll Sing in the Sunshine. But yeah, the whole premise of the song is kind of what Danielle might be looking for, and that may be her problem, you know?
Uh-huh.
She's looking to have fun, and she, you know, she's wanting, you know, she didn't say much about wanting to be deeply in love or deeply committed to building a life together.
Right.
She said she wants someone to have fun with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting that maybe that's inconsistent with the kind of dating she's doing, you know?
Yeah, if she wants to have fun, then she's getting her fun. Yeah, but if you're just looking for fun, then you're just going to get fun, and then fun is not going to go forever. That's just reality. That's just reality. So you're going to get what you're going to, you know, is what you're looking for. So if you're just looking for fun, you're not looking for a man that wants to be in this long-term committed relationship with you and grow with you and have fun, you know, and be aligned. No. You're just looking for just fun. And so when
can't you have both?
You should have it all, actually.
Yeah.
You should be able to be in a relationship and have all the things. Because if you're going to get in a romantic relationship and you're not going to have all the things, then again, ask yourself, why am I in this romantic relationship? Yep. And that's what I remarried now. And so I'm remarried now, and I have the coolest relationship, and we have so much fun, and we are totally goofballs, and we have so much fun, but we also have so much respect, and we also hold each other accountable. Like, seriously, like we definitely got into this relationship, and we do. And him and I, we have decided as a couple to play in, and I always say play is like a fun, sexy way to be with each other. Everyone's different. It depending on what you want, but we have decided to play in the polarity dynamics. It's fun. It's sexy. It keeps me attracted to my husband because I'm like, shoot, if I'm not having this, you know, that, because again, I'm in a romantic relationship myself to, you know, definitely grow with someone, you know, mature with someone, have fun with someone, and really have passion with my husband. And that's why I'm in a romantic relationship. So we definitely are aligned because I did things completely different this time. I got clear. I got clear. Yeah.
Well, that's clear.
That's a question I would ask her. Get clear. What is it that you truly want? Because is it fun? Or is it, you know, someone that you're going to feel safe with and you're going to feel protected with and someone that's going to, you know, be with you long term? You got to decide, what is it that you want?
Yeah, well, that's what you were talking about earlier, that you got clear on what it was that you wanted to set your sights on.
Absolutely.
Make the same mistakes that you made in your first relationship.
Exactly. So I got clear, and I was really taking the time to get to know people. Mm-hmm. And not only that, when I felt that like something's off, I trusted that. Like, I was like, not even going to question it. I trusted it. I leaned into it and I moved on, and I was able to really attract. I had the time of my life. I'm just going to say this right now. I met the coolest guys. I mean, seriously, I cannot say enough about dating and how amazing it was, because I totally did it differently than I've ever done it before.
Yeah. And that's a story I don't often hear, I will tell you.
Yeah.
Being a therapist, what I hear is the disaster stories of dating, you know.
And I know, and I hear the women that had the disaster stories, and now I'm helping them, you know, get back and be more empowered and let go and relax and have a great time, and he will come. The more that we concentrate on ourselves, the more that we're not, you know, putting all the eggs in one basket or trying to figure this out or trying to analyze this to death. When we just allow ourselves to just be and get to know people.
Yeah. And that's
it happens.
You talked, I think that Danielle needs to hear is what you were talking about earlier, to slow down, because she said all of her relationships, they had that strong physical attraction.
Yep.
And, you know, I think.
Well, that's what I teach.
So often
I would tell Diane, I would tell her too. Let me tell you what I teach. I teach this process, so I did not develop this. So there's this process that's called the RAM system. And what it is it really helps people understand, like I said earlier, how to get to know someone. So what you do first is you first have to actually get to know the person. When you get to know the person, then you can trust the person. When you trust the person, then you can rely on the person. When you rely on the person, then you commit to that person. Then when you commit to that person is where I go. And then that's where I believe the physical part comes. Mm-hmm. And so when we allow that process to happen, you don't pass the red flags, because you're going and you're getting to know the person, rely on the person, trust the person, then we commit. And everyone has it the other way. They go touch, commit.
Right, yeah. Right.
And it doesn't work. And if you're going to go be physical with another human being as an individual human being, if you're just wanting to go be physical, there's nothing wrong with that. That as an adult person, you can do whatever you want. You can go be physical anytime. There's nothing wrong with that. That's wonderful. But if you are truly wanting to get to know another person and you're considering this person to be your life partner, you know, get to know who you're dealing with and get to know.
I've often noted that. Yeah, with folks.
Yes, get to know who you're going to sleep with.
When you're sexual too early, when you're sexual too early, it is often so. It just distorts the whole process of getting to know someone.
It absolutely does. It takes everything off the table.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's why I think, again, when we end up in these relationships, you have to ask yourself, how did I get here? What happened here? And so that's why I know you have to slow this down. So that's why I would say slow it down. Find out what it is that you truly want to feel. Mm-hmm. And don't allow someone in your life. And don't allow that energy in your life unless you've given it the time to really see if that someone is really worthy to be with you. Because there's a lot of BS out there. There's a lot of people that take advantage of people and they're not, you know, it's not good. But there's a lot of great people out there. I tell women all the time, there's some really great men out there. You're just not looking for them yet. You just haven't seen them yet. But there are out there. I swear, they really are.
That's a hopeful note to end on,
I
right
think
there.
It is, yes.
Charlene, tell our listeners, like, where can they find you? Like, what's your website? I'll put it in the notes as well.
Oh, fabulous. So my website is www.charlenebyers.com. Mm-hmm. And if this is something that has been resonating and any of the listeners are really looking at this and they're like, huh, this is interesting. And maybe I can like see how I can slow things down and maybe I can learn how to kind of shift my energy and kind of see why I keep attracting the same type of, you know, guys, because that's what women were telling me. They're like, Charlene, what is going on? I keep attracting these guys that are not nice and they play a lot of games. And I mean, honestly, they're ghosters. They're ghosting me. They're jerks, to be honest with you. You know, so the women are telling me that they're really not attracting solid men. And that's why, you know, and so I created a masterclass, a free webinar masterclass that really goes through the process of what I teach and what I have created. Mm-hmm. And I've created this process, which is the Align Partner Attraction Formula. And
so they can find that at your website.
Yes. And you can find it at the website at www.charlenebyers.com. And I'm all over social media.
Oh, great.
Well, thank you so much for doing this. This has been
Well, thank you so much. This was fabulous.
Thank you. Well, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that interview as much as we enjoyed interviewing Charlene. She had really great advice on dating. Is slow down, take your time, get to know the person. Don't, you know, jump right into things. And if it's the type of relationship that you're looking for, that's a lasting one, you know, let's not beat around the bush and say, let's not jump into bed first thing.
Well, exactly.
Because oftentimes that's a disaster for a long-term relationship.
And, you know, I was going to mention it. We didn't get into it with Charlene, but I've seen research to that effect, especially for women, that it's not that you should ignore a physical attraction. That's lovely. And it's not that is, you know, it's not that that's a bad thing to have.
Right.
But it can be so misleading. And again, according to some of the research I saw, and this is probably 10 or 15 years ago at least, but you know, especially for women, even more for women than for men, it is distracting to feel that sort of, you know, to pay too much attention to the physical attraction, because it really can lead people to ignore some serious red flags.
Right.
And that's a lot
she
of
wasn't
what,
saying, you know, don't have that type of relationship.
Yeah.
If that, you know, if, but if you want the long-term thing, that's kind of like a, not the best way to start out a relationship.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So hope you enjoyed that. And folks, we'd like to remind you again about, first of all, letting your friends know about our podcast. Like us and subscribe and rate us and write reviews and things like that. All that stuff helps get the word out. Follow us on social media as well. We're on Facebook at Couples Therapy in 7 Words. And of course, there's our website, ctn7.com, where you can find all of our past episodes, including, by the way, those of you who are listening to this. If you're on a platform such as Spotify, that's the one that comes to my mind, that doesn't carry video, we are now doing audio only. And so there we are back. We should be back on Spotify now. But if you're wondering, hey, why did they take like a year and a half break or something like that? We didn't take a break. We just did a bunch of videos that don't show up on Spotify.
Right. So you could watch that on our website. Or they're also available on your YouTube channel, aren't they?
They are also available on Bruce Chalmer is the YouTube mm-hmm. channel. But really what I recommend is go to ctn7.com because you have easy access to all of our previous episodes.
Yes.
This one is, I believe, number 104 or 5, depending on when we actually release this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, we're over 100 now
counting. And while you're at our website, if you have a question you would like us to answer on the air or discuss, you can also do that. Or if you would like to be a guest on our show or suggest a guest on our show, you can do that on our website, ctn7.com.
You can indeed. There's an easy way there to just basically send us a message. You can make a suggestion or whatever it is that you want to tell us. And there's even a link there where you can sign up to be interviewed yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it links to our calendar where we show what times we have available for doing recording.
Oh, and one other thing we're forgetting.
Yes.
The very exciting thing, your new newsletter.
Oh, of course. How can I forget my newsletter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've got, as of the time of this recording, 3 issues are already out. They come out about every 2 weeks. That's how I've been doing them. So, you know, a couple times a month, give or take. And if you want to sign up for it, let me put in a plug for it. What it has in it is it has relationship tips, a tip of each newsletter. It has what I call What's the Big Idea, which is to say a much more informal discussion of some of my favorite ideas than are in my books,
mm-hmm.
which, by the way, the books are written in a pretty relaxed style as
mm-hmm.
well. But the newsletter is written in a newsletter style, so you might enjoy that. And it's brief and, you know, kind of give you a taste of it. And then we have the news and schmooze section where we do things like crow the fact that my book, It's Not About Communication, is a number one bestseller. Did I mention that earlier? I mentioned it in the intro. Here I'm mentioning it in the outro.
There
number one
go.
Bestseller,
number
folks.
Number one.
There's a reason for that beyond the fact that we told everybody we know to buy it. Which is that it is a good book. I mean,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of stuff there. I really want to mention, I mean, you know, the name of the book, It's Not About Communication, Why Everything You Know About Couples Therapy Is Wrong. If that isn't provocative, then you're not listening. Right? Like, isn't some part of you thinking, come on, Chalmer, that's ridiculous?
Mm-hmm.
I hope so. Because frankly, part of it is ridiculous, but part of it isn't. And that's what the book, that sounds funny, but there's also a really serious aspect to that I hope when you read the book, you'll appreciate. And please argue with me. I said something, I want to put in something else too. I know we're going on here, but I want to put this in.
Go ahead.
In the last newsletter, I mentioned this. The big idea that I talked about in issue number 3 of the newsletter
uh-huh.
was that faith is what heals people.
Right.
And I talked a little bit about faith. And I commented there as I was writing it that, you know, I chose that word faith for a reason. You know, I have my reasons for calling it faith, even though it's not at all the same as religious faith per se. I'm not talking about a particular religion at all. I am talking about something that overlaps with religion, but it's not the same. And so why did I use the word faith? Why couldn't I come up with something else?
I don't know. Why?
I don't either, which is to say, if you've got a better word, folks,
mm-hmm.
and I did comment a bit tongue-in-cheek in the newsletter that if you've got a better word, go ahead and argue with me. Tell me you've got a better word. The fact that I wrote 2 books that are centered on the fact that I use faith the way I use it won't influence me at all. Ha ha.
Uh-huh.
But seriously, if you have a better word than faith for what I'm talking about, I really would like to hear it because I'll bet there are other ways and better ways even of describing it. So I really would love to hear from you. I'd like to hear from you on whatever it is you want to say about any of this stuff.
All right. There you have it, folks.
There you have it, folks. So until next time,
remember, be kind,
don't panic,
and have faith.